Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I'm looking at a chart of someone born August 1st, 1991, and the first thing that hits me is pure fire. Your sun is Leo, your moon is Aries, both light and fire signs. Your identity, your emotional wiring, run hot, fast, and bold. Your Leo sun wants visibility, your Aries moon wants movement. Together they say, I want it, and I want it now. But immediately, we see the counterweight. You have Saturn in Aquarius opposing your sun, and that creates one of the central challenges of your life. Leo says, let me shine. Saturn says, not until you earn it. Leo wants expression. Saturn wants discipline. Leo wants to be seen. Saturn wants structure and strategy. It's not a denial, it's a forging. Saturn shapes your fire into something sustainable instead of something explosive. Now add in Jupiter under the beams of the sun. Jupiter brings optimism, wisdom, and faith. But being under the beams means those qualities get overshadowed by the sun. Sometimes you can't see your own big picture potential because your immediate emotional reactions take over. Your North Node in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, reinforces the same message. Your destiny is about long-term goals, mastery, and building something that's real, not fugazi. But how do you do that when so much of your chart wants everything yesterday? That's where the Virgo stellium comes in. You got Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Virgo. Mercury is exalted, sharp mind, detailed, high intelligence. But Venus is in fall. You express love through fixing, service, improvement. Mars nearby, your communication can get direct, blunt, intensely practical. This combination makes you the doer in the relationship. You show love by handling things, solving problems, organizing all the chaos. But sometimes people interpret your help as critique because Virgo wants everything correct and Mars pushes the intensity level. There may also be a significant woman in your life who communicates in a Mars-like manner, in a get-it-done way, or you become that figure when you're in service mode. You better get her done. Then there's that Aries moon. Emotionally, you prefer action over processing. You don't like sitting still with feelings. You want to react, move, respond. Soft emotional spaces can feel uncomfortable or even restrictive to you. So the central question of your chart becomes, how do you contain all this fire? Your Leo sun wanting attention, your Aries moon rushing forward, while honoring Saturn's demand for patience, structure, and long-term vision. Which gets me to your current year. You're at age 34. Last year highlighted your career, reputation, and public life. This year is about your community, friendships, alliances, and your big picture dreams, if you have any. Saturn is asking, which groups support your growth? Which friendships drain you? Who belongs on your mountain? And who needs to get kicked off? Most importantly, what are you actually building? Because your chart is powerful. You have fire for momentum. You have the Virgo for precision. You have the Saturn for longevity. This year is about choosing your people, choosing your mission, and directing that fire towards something real, something lasting, something worth your climb. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.